This Saturday, in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, I chose for the Mass Our Lady, Queen and Mother of Mercy, to reflect on the mercy of God as shown through Our Lady. God chose Our Lady as his instrument to show his mercy to the world. And through the history of the Church, mercy has always been a doctrine that has been taught and preached throughout the centuries. Even in the Old Testament, God's mercy is mentioned many times in Scripture. But then there's the justice of God, too, that is emphasized and stressed throughout history as well. And so there can be, an alternation between the teachings of God's justice and his mercy, and some generations emphasize more the justice of God, and then his mercy is not taught enough, and people get the wrong idea of God as a slave master. And then the generations stressing too much his love and mercy, and then people take advantage and give in to sin and the sin of presumption, and are not motivated are not conscious enough of the reverence that they should show towards God and his strict observance of his commandments. So there's always that those two extremes and the two truths that we should always keep in mind: the justice and mercy of God, and our weakness too, our weakness in at times of fearing God perhaps, or our weakness of giving into presumption and laziness and not fulfilling God's commandments and not keeping in mind his holiness. But the mercy of God is, I think, is the healthy way to think of the mercy of God, and more is to think of it as a help and a boost to us, an encouragement to us to live a life of holiness. As we wear the scapular, the scapular is not a good luck charm that we can just have and then just live our life the way we want. The mercy of God can be thought of in that way, that I always have this safety net, and so I don't have to work too hard, I don't have to worry, I don't have to try too much. But the mercy of God should be, it is a safety net, of course, but it should be an encouragement to us to live a holy life. And we should still, with the mercy of God held out to us, we should strive with all our heart and use it as a gift that God has presented to us, to struggle harder and harder out of love for God and thankfulness to him for his mercy, for his love, and for his help, and to recognize that God's mercy is a sign of his love for us, the greatest sign of his love for us, that despite all of our misery, of all of our sins of the past, he will wipe it all away if we reform our life and strive to give our heart entirely to him and observe his commandments as perfectly as we can. So the mercy of God should really be thought of that way, as a help to us, as a strong help to us, as a great encouragement and a strong boost to us in our effort to live a holy life. And that way we won't fall into either of the two errors of presumption or thinking of God as a slave master. And Our Lady gives us that healthy aspect. She who is that instrument of God's mercy, she encourages us too, and we turn to our mother, and when we see our weaknesses, we see our sins and our deserving of punishment, we turn to her with that hope. She gives us hope and encouragement and help and grace. So let us turn to Our Lady for that true, healthy understanding of God's mercy, and use her too as our help and our stepping stone to greater holiness.
Yeah. Christus.